Okay, we are on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. That's today's Daf. We are start with Mem Hema Beis at the two dots. That headlines up from the bottom. Amar Mar, B'yom Tov Hari Hein Karagle Kol Adam. We're quoting a brisa that we just quoted a couple of lines ago that talks about what if it rains before Yantif or after Yantif? What is the status of the rain? How far could the rain be carried or moved regarding tchumen? As we mentioned, tchumen doesn't only apply to people, it applies to chafatzim, it applies to objects, and it even might apply to chepsei hefker. That's the issue that the Gemara was just talking about, whether chepsei hefker are konin shvisa or not. So, Amar, b'yomtiv harei karagli kol adam. If it rained on erev, yomtiv, the brisa had said, up above, where is it? That it has 2,000 abos l'chol ruach, because it sounds like from Erev Yatif, either because it's Kodesh Visa, 2,000 amos, or as the Gemara had said, it belongs to the people of the city. But B Yatif, it falls on Yatif, so it was not Kodesh Visa. So then the Brice had said, Hari Hei Karagle Kol Adam. Then they're like the Ragle Kol Adam, and it sounds like whoever picks them up, then it would go according to their tchum. Asks the Gemara, Va'amai Likne Shvisa Ba'okianus. Why do you say that the rain was not Kona Shvisa? Because it wasn't here on Erev Yantif. Maybe it should have been Kona Shvisa. Where was it at Ben Ashvashas? Was it in the Atlantic Ocean? And that fact that it rained today, so it went from the ocean to the clouds to the here, but therefore it was Kona Shvisa there, so it should be 2,000 amos from there. So therefore, why wasn't it Kona Shvisa Ba'okianus? Or that Rashi says, look at Shvisa Ba'okianus, you should only have Dalet Amos. Why? Because now it's outside the Tchum of the Okianus, and therefore it's like something that went out Michus L'Tchum, and therefore you should only have Dalet Amos. So says the Gemara, because we don't say this, so Lema Delok Rebbe Eliezer. It must be that we don't go like Rebbe Eliezer, who says that all the water comes from the Okianus. The Ik Rebbe Eliezer, however, called up Kulam Me Okianus, who shows it. Because Rebbe Eliezer says that all the water comes from the Okianus. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, no, it's no riot. Even according to Rabbi Meir, it would work. Why? Because Hacha Ba'avim Shes Kashem Erev Yantif. Talking about Askinan. It was cloudy for 3 days already. So you know this rain, this water has been up in the air for 3 days. That's why he didn't cover the Okeanis, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Two more lines, then we'll talk about it. V'dilma Hanach Azlu V'Hanach Achrini Ninhu. Maybe these are different clouds. Right? The different clouds. How do you know these are the same clouds? And maybe really it came from this water that rained, came from the Okeanos, and it's still Okri Eliezer. The Gemara says, no, the Islu Simana Begavaihu. A certain simon in the clouds. I know you're a meteorologist expert. You know about the cirrus and the cumulonimbus, and you know exactly which cloud is where, and you know it came from there. Okay, one answer. Or even if you're not sure, it's still a Savik Drabanan. And therefore, Savik Drabanan Lakula in this case. Number of points regarding these couple of lines. First, if you look at Tosfos, the first Tosfos Lema we mentioned already a couple of days ago, where Tosfos asked, what about according to the person who argues with this Rabbi Eliezer, who says all the water comes from the ocean? What about according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says it all comes from the Rakia? Right, it all comes from up above. So then it says Tosas, let me be sure, Nami Damer Menakib, who shows Likni Shvisa Hazim Yesh Chumim Lamal Miyud. So if you hold Yesh Chumim Lamal Miyud, as we mentioned a couple days ago, that machlokes, so you should say according to him, you're called a Shvisa up in the Shemayim. So forget the Okeanos. Why do we only ask according to Rabbi Eliezer in the Atlantic? Right, you should ask Rabbi Yeshua, even up above. And Tosas had answered, V'yesh Lomar Afilu Yesh Chumim Loshayach Kinyin Shvisa Barakia. Even if you want to say above 10 tvachim, there is yesh tchumeh, but nobody would agree this. There's a shvisa barakia all the way up in Shemayim. Why? And we use this, Rav Shechter used this in his article about Tumas Kohanim, to explain that there's a difference. There has to be a limit. Even if you say yesh tchumeh, you go up to the clouds. I mentioned that day, because I didn't realize the context of the Gemara. Rav Shechter said the Gemara says the clouds. That's why, that's where it comes from. That seems to be the limit. This Gemara seems to be the avim, is the limit. But above that, the rakia, that's what those talking about Loshay Kinyan Shvisa Barakia. That's why Tosas had used the Siso, Rav Shechter had used the Siso to explain why there's not a problem for the Kohanim to fly over the Beis HaKvaros because they're in Barakia as long as they're above the clouds. You have to explain what about going up before they get to that level, but that is Tosas' answer. But the Rashba gives a different answer. The Rashba gives a different answer to this question. He has the same question as Tosfos, and he says, "Avelu Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Milamala, Heim Shosim Lo Kasha, Dekol Shelo Haya Me Olam Lamata La Aretz Dinu Shelo Yikne Shvisa Lamala Biyud." Different shot of the Rashba says, "When do you say that this shaychus at all to be Kona Shvisa up above Lamala Biyud? It's only if it starts and has some shaychus to the ground.
If it started out Ba'aretz, it has the Okeanos, it came from the ocean, so then it could go up and go down. You could talk about it, at least Bikodesh Shvisa. But if the water, the source of the water is up above, as Yeshua says, then you can't say. There's no Shaychus to the ground, therefore there's no issue of Kinyan Shvisa. That's a different answer the Rosh Pah gives to Lo Ka'atosvus. Okay, two different answers, the Tosvus and the Rosh Pah. Fine. Then we have the line of the Gemara. So what is the second line of the Gemara? So what do you say for Yeshua? Either that you know these were the same clouds, therefore they weren't in the ocean, or even if it's a Sabik, Sabik Durabana Lakula. So the Gra uses this line of the Gemara to prove against many of the Rishonim who hold, we mentioned there are two types of Tchumen. There's one Tchum that's 2,000 Amos, that everybody agrees is Durabanan, even though Rabbi Kiva holds Daraisa. But even if you say that's Durabanan, the Rambam and the Rif and the others hold that Yud Beis Mil, 24,000 Amos out, that's Daraisa. Says the Vilna Gaon, what's this Gemara talking about? This Gemara, we're talking about Tchumen here, all Tchumen. So if you have a Tchum that's Daraisa, the Gemara says, yeah, it's something Rabbanan Lakula, because it comes from outside the ocean, and it's something Rabbanan. If you hold like the Rambam and the Rif, etc., so then you should say, this is a Savi Daraisa in some cases. So that's what the Gra says, Deloka Rambam Vaharif in this case. So how do you answer? Some of the Akronim answer, though, no. Look at another Halach in Shulchan Aruch, and you'll find the answer. If you look at Simon, Tough, Dalid, you look at Sibit Tav Dalin in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in the Hilchas Tchumin, Hoel ve'ein v'yamim u'benaharos iser tchumin d'oraisa l'divrei hakol l'vi she'enam domen l'digli migbar, etc. In other words, we're talking about the yam here. We're talking about the ocean. Even if you, we mentioned this all the way at the beginning of the Perek, even if you say that tchumin is d'oraisa, Yud Beis Mil, but still when it comes to water, that's not similar to how it was in the Midbar. And therefore, that's going to be Durabanan for sure. Even if you hold Tchumenis Daraisa, so don't say it by waters. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Okeanos. And that's why, even according to the Rambam, one can answer. Fine.
But the Rambam specifically ties,
has to be Tchum to Rosh Hashanah, because he says Carmelis. Right. He says Carmelis, right. That other Rebbe Kiva Eger that we mentioned at the beginning of the parak. And just one more important Ha'ara, which I don't think we've ever mentioned. And that is, so something about a Lakula. Fine. So look at Tosis. Tosis brings in important principle. Let bottom Tosis now. Afalgav dahavi dover sheyesh lo matirin. Even though what we're talking about here is what's called a dover sheyesh lo matirin, which we mentioned the concept of the past, which means if you have an isser, that's going to be mutter in a day, in 2 days, in a week. So then the halacha is afilu pe'elef lo batil. It's never batil. It's never nullified if it falls into heter. Or you say, you know, you don't say something drabana lakula. The Gemara in basis says in Daf Gimel. You don't say something drabana lakula when it comes to dover sheyesh lo matirin. Why? Because of the principle, which we'll get to why in a minute. So it says Tosis, so why don't you say here l'chubra? How can you go l'kula here? It says Tosis, be'erif ikilu. It's another kula be'erif tchubin, as we have by a cup, by erif tchubin, you have a couple of kulas, so you do is an erif tchubin. So Achronim point out that the Tzlach and Beitza discusses this, because really there are two different svaras given for the concept of davar sheish l'matirin. Again, davar sheish l'matirin is something that's usher today, but it's going to be mutter. Some what about chametz is an example, maybe, of davar sheish l'matirin. It's only usher, so you know it's going to be mutter in a week from now, or something that's usher on Shabbos, or any type of timely iser. Chadash is davar sheish l'matirin. It's got to be mutter if you're staying a week from Pesach. Why are we machmir by a davar sheish l'matirin? A, to say that it's not batel if it falls into heter, or B, you know you should say l'chumra. Why? So two svaras given in the Rishonim. They say it's always said it's machlokas Rashi and the Ran. Rashi in Beis Adav Gimel gives pashup shat. Why is it usher? Why do you have to go l'chumra? Because right, you might as well wait. What are you relying on bittul now? And therefore you have to rely. How many do you have? Keneged the iser? You might as well wait. That's what Rashi says, and that's the pashup shot of davar sheish l'matirin. Why do you go l'chumra? Because you might as well wait. What's the difference? Why do you have to rely on all these halakhic principles? But the Ran in the Dharam Daf Nun Beis gives a different shot. The Ran there is describing the principle of min bemino lo batel. Min bemino lo batel, which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have, usually you say, you know, an iser that falls into a heter, you say it's mutter, it's batel. But the Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's the same type, if it's min bemino lo batel, it's not batel. Why? So the Ran there says, because when does the concept of bittel, of nullification, apply? That only applies if there's a clash. If there's a clash between an iser and a heter, then boom, the heter could swallow up the iser. You can't coexist if you have a clash. But min bemino, says the Ran beautifully, they could coexist. If it's min bemino, there's no clash. So the iser is never batel if it's min bemino. So that's the Ran Svar about min b'mino lo batel. So says the Ran there, that's also the principle of davar sheish lo matir lo batel. Because something that's usser, that's going to be mutter, it's not really totally usser. It has a little heter in it. It has a little heter side of it. So therefore, it's the same idea as min b'mino lo batel. So it's more fun. It's a fundamental Svar, not like Rashi's more practical. You might as well wait. But the Ran says, no, this is a kind of heter. It's not fully usser, and therefore you say lo batel. That's the machlokas, how it's usually viewed as Rashi and the Ran. So the point, the bringing this here, is that Tosfos seems to be assuming like the Ran. Because Tosfos is calling Tchumin a davar sheish lo matirin, and therefore you should say Aser. So kabash v'olam be'erev yikilo. But according to Rashi, you know, you should say, you know, you might as well wait. So some achronim just point that out, based on that slach in Beit Sadaf Gimel. Okay, so we said enough on the first couple of lines. Now we can go further. We're going to get to that right now, about rain not falling on Yantif, right now. Says the Gemara, second to the last line, V'likni Shvisa Ba'avib, the whole issue is Bikoda Shvisa in the ocean. What about while it's in the clouds? Why is it Koda Shvisa in the clouds? So Tosas just said in the Rakia, it's not Koda Shvisa. What about the clouds itself? So the rain should be Koda Shvisa there. So the Gemara says, Tifsho Minat Deim Tchumen L'mal B'Yud. So let's prove the fact that it's not. It must be that there is no Tchumen above Yud Tfachim. The Yesh Tchumen Likli Shvisa Ba'Oven. So because if there is Yesh Tchumen, you should say it is Koda Shvisa. Says the Gemara, no. La'olam Eim Alecha Yesh Tchumen. Really, there is Tchumen above 10 Tfachim. Umaya Be'iva Mivla Bli'i. But the water in the clouds is literally swallowed up. Rashi says, come on to listen to Hudamu. It's not there. What, water in the clouds? Water in the clouds is not there? Yes, maybe if a plane goes through clouds. I was trying to do some research. It's moist when it goes through the cloud. I mean, it's moist. Well, it's vapor. It's vapor. But it's vapor. It's not water. It's vapor. It's gaseous liquid. So it's moist. It's like steam. Right? So steam, is that water? So therefore, that's Mivla Bli. It's like Kamad Lesser. It can't be Kodesh Shvisa there. Because it's Mivla Bli. It's swallowed up as if it's not there. Says the Gemara, then you got more of a problem. You're worried about Tchumen. But says Tosas, says the Gemara, Kal Shekei Dabli Nolad, the Asiri. So that is Nolad. That is be created. That is Asa Misha Muxas Nolad. Not forget Tchumen. Right? It's created. So says the Gemara, no, you're right. Really, water does exist in the clouds. And theoretically, it's not Nolan. So why isn't it Koda Shvisa? Elamaya Ba'avim Meina Naidi. It's constantly moving. You can't be Koda Shvisa. If a Chayfetz is moving, it can't be Koda Shvisa. So it is there, but it's not. And even if you say there is Tchumen Lamala B'Yud, it is not Kone Shvisa. And that's how the way, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, that's how we pask. And the rain is not Muksa because of this. It's Meina Naidi, it was moving. Yeah. Like the ship, exactly. Like that first day, very good. The first day in the day of Reb Zera, on the bottom of the previous, about a Membez Membez. But if it's constantly moving, first of 3 days in Rashi, it's not Kona Shvisa. The post can discuss, so what about a person? What if a person is moving up Benish Mashas? So let's say he doesn't want to be Kona Shvisa. So if a person is moving, so then is that work, or does this only apply by objects? Okay, to discussion. It's interesting, Tosfos also on top. Tosfos says, we had a couple days ago, that so gzeira, that juice that gets squeezed out of a fruit or that flows out of fruit, it's gzeira. You know, you can't use it because you might have to squeeze the fruit. What about nolad? You know, what about nolad? What do you say? The Gemara talks about. So he says, oh, the water is not nolad in the clouds because it's moving. Right, what about the juice? The juice isn't moving in the orange, right? So why isn't that nolad? So Tosfos says there's more nolad. Water to clouds is more of a note connected to nolad than juice and fruit. Juice and fruit is there. You open the fruit, it's there. It's not like vapor. It's not vapor. It's not orange vapor that you get when you open the orange. It's there. So that Tosfos says, "Afilo hakitatos lo mitzri mishim nolad ilo gazer shem yischor b'shemayim ba'avim mibli tfei ve'ini current k'mo mashkin b'peire." It's not as nikar. No, fruit juice. Okay, it's inside. Okay, linyan hilcha Shabbos we had that is considered ochel, and when it's squeezed out onto ochel, it's not called mashka yet. But it's still, it's not nolad. It's there. Okay, then Tosfos also says that this is even according to Reb Shimon. Because even according to Reb Shimon, holds Nolad Gomer is a problem. That's why the Gemara couldn't answer. Maybe there's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds of Nolad. Because even Reb Shimon holds that Nolad Gomer is a problem. Continues the Gemara, second line. So once you've said that water in the clouds is constantly moving, therefore it's not going to Shvisa, then don't talk to me about the clouds. Okianis Nami, even if you want to go back to what we had said before, that the water was in the ocean before Shabbos still, lo lichulucha. My bokyan is not remaining an idea. The ocean's constantly moving. And therefore, even if it started out in the ocean, it would not be a problem. Vitanya, naharos hamoshkin, umainos hanovin, harin karagl kaladam. And also, you see in the brisa that the rivers and the springs that are constantly moving and flowing, they are karagle kaladam. They are like ragle kaladam. If they're not kona shvisa, whoever picks it up, then it has 2,000 amos based on that person. Next, Amar Yaakov Agaidi, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha k'Rab Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made the following statement. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who said that what? We had him in the Mishnah, that Chefsei Hefker Akona Shvisa. Or we had the two opinions, whether he held that, Rabbi, he was the one, what did he say in the Mishnah? He said that a person sleeping when Shabbos starts, still, he has 2,000 amos. He doesn't have 4 amos. Right? So sometimes, let's say somebody's not feeling well and they're in the middle of nowhere. So, Chefsei Hefker Akona Shvisa. Oh, so this one Ha'ara. I know, Malcolm, if you mentioned this yesterday. So what happens to the Maisa if somebody's sleeping, but they're in the city? So nobody's going to say that they're not Kodesh Visa. So it must be, again, the most important point this out, that the only issue about sleeping is if you don't have your Tchum of the city. If you're in the city, then it's like you don't have a choice. Memela, even if you don't have Das, if you're in the city, you have that Tchum of the city. But if you're sleeping somewhere else, in the middle of nowhere, so that's when the discussion applies. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you have your 2,000 amos, either because Chefsei Hefker are Konish Visa, and therefore you're like Chefsei Hefker when you're sleeping, or even if you don't say by Chafatzim, because you could wake up, you're better than Chefsei Hefker. Those are the two opinions which the Gemara really didn't answer. I mean, it brought some rayas, but it wasn't 100% clear of the maskana. So either way, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Allah Chazak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amalei Reb Zeira Lor Yaakov Aridi. Reb Zeira said to Reb Yaakov Aridi, who just quoted this about Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Beferish Shami Lecho Mechala Shami Lecho. Did you hear this from Reb Yeshua ben Levi explicitly? Or did he say something and he said, oh, it must be, that's what it's based on. So Amalei Beferish Shami Lecho. He told me, Beferish. So the Gemara just says, my klala, Reb Yeshua ben Levi. So, but what did Reb Yeshua ben Levi say that the questioner said, oh, maybe he thought this was what he was mashmid from? Meaning, because he wouldn't have just asked that out of the blue. So fine, the answer was that he said it explicitly. But what else did he say that could have been interpreted as telling me that Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So says the Gemara, he also said the following. Rabbi Yochanan ben Levi, halacha kedivrei hameikel be'erev. Important yesod, which we're going to talk about. The halacha is always like the divrei hameikel be'erev. Now the halacha is that you always go lakula when it comes to Hilchas Erev, and we'll see how expansive that principle is. But first, the Gemara says, V'tarti lamali. Why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to say both statements? That the halacha is like a B'yochad ben Nuri, which is also lakula, it gives you 2,000 amos, not just 4, and the halacha is like a divrei hameikel be'erev. Right? It's one's included. It's both the same thing. So I'm Reb Zeira Tzrichi. No, you need both statements. The Yeshmin Halacha Rabbi Yonachar Ben Nuri, if you would have only had this specific statement about the issue of our Mishnah, Hava Amina Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, I would have said Halacha Rabbi Yonachar Ben Nuri, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, because there are some cases that it could be Lechumra to hold like Rabbi Yonachar Ben Nuri. What's Lechumra? Look at Rashi. Lechumra, about 6th skinny line, to go and clay Hefker, like Kalim of Hefker. If you say that Konish Fisa, that the person who comes and picks it up might not be able to bring it to his place, because it goes by the Kli, it doesn't go by him. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri himself is not purely Lekula. It's Lekula and Lechumra. So that's why you have to say the second statement, Kamash Balad, Alak Levi Meiko Be'eruv. That's why you have to say that statement. What about the other way? Balaim, Alak Levi Meiko Be'eruv, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Lomali. So why don't you say the more general statement, just Halacha is always Levi Meiko Be'eruv? Itzrech, no, you also need the other statement. Salkada de Chamina Hanimili, I would have said, if I would have only had the statement of Halacha is Kedivri Hameiko Be'eruv, I would have limited that statement. You know when that applies? Hanimili Yachid Bebakam Yachid, V'yachim v'vakim rabim. I would only apply that when you have two individuals arguing or two groups arguing. But avol yachid v'vakim rabim meimalo. But if you have a yachid arguing against a rabim, I would have said, of course you go like the rabim. Not kedivrei hameikel. Kamash balan. That's why he says lachar v'yachim enuri. Because in our Mishnah, v'yachim enuri is arguing like the rabim, and therefore, right? Because in our Mishnah, it's v'chachamim omrim, and that's why that's the chiddush of the other statement. Important principle in Tosfos here. So Tosfos says, that's why you halacha d'Rabbi Meikel Be'eruv, and therefore you always go lakula in every circumstance. Even if it's a tarti desasri, Tosfos says. Tosfos says, lo havi trei kuli desasri adadi. He explains how, he doesn't say that b'feirush, he says, even if you have, it doesn't, there's a certain case that looks like trei kuli that are so sarah adadi, he says you can still say them. We're going to get to tarti desasri in a second. This principle of halacha k'divrei hameikel be'eruv, and Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have it a couple minutes on the second to last line of the Amud. Just look for a second. Halacha k'divrei hameikel be'avel. Right, that's another principle. The halacha is always lakula by Hilchas Avelus. The halacha is always lakula by Hilchas Erev. So Rav Shechter has a very important piece in his Sefer and an important footnote about these principles. In Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, in page Reishnun Chesed, Reishnun Tes, Rav Shechter says that there are five principles in Shas which are based on Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Because after all, if you think about it, which we had earlier on Daf Yud Gimel, if you think about it, usually if I pass on like a certain opinion, then that's it. If I, the other opinion, you know, you might have said is wrong. You can never rely on the other opinion. So if you could always halakha devar meikol be'eruv, what does that mean? You're always, what does that mean? So says Rav Shechter, what does that mean? Halakha devar meikol be'eruv, or ba'avelus, hachana hayinira lomar ba'avelus, the kaimon sabi avelus lahakel, afilu l'deas asorven da'avelus yom rishon da'oraisa. Oh, a point I forgot to mention, the bottom Tosas points out, halakha devar meikol be'eruv, according to many Rishonim, it's not based on sabi darban alakula. Hilchas Avelus and Hilchas Chumen for Zol Rabbanan. But this is something more broad. Halakha Devar Meikol Be'eruv means even if it's a din daraisa, even according to Posim we'll hold that we're talking about is daraisa, which we're going to talk about in Tosfos, still you'd say Halakha Devar Meikol. Why? Because this is the this is the Yisod. Me'achar, this is the continuing Rav Shechter. Me'achar de'bavur be'gemara de'elu ve'elu de'eri elokim chayim, rasalomer shahashita hayichidah hanitches mipsach halacha, eino nidona kamutes. If we don't paskin like a certain sheet, it's not that it's wrong. Ella, it's a shita, but we don't paskin that way, but it's still called the chefsa shel Torah. So then we have us new a mechudesh halacha by avelus and trumin that whenever there's a slight suffix, you could go lakula. So if there's another shita out there, that's the pshat. So what? You don't usually paskin that way, but at least that shita creates a little suffix. And as long as the shita creates a little suffix, you can go lakula. That's the principle. Umeila bezes sagi lidon matzav shel yachad v'rabim kesavi koldehu ulahakel pishidi chida b'inyanei avelus ubinyanei erev. That's how it works. Why? Because the chiddush in these two halachic contexts, not based on something to Rabbanan, but that whenever you have a suffik kol shehu in these contexts, the halach, the misora that we have is to be meiko, and a shita that we don't paskin like, maybe is enough of a suffix. That's why you always go lakula, no matter what, even against the rabbim. He just adds that there are five principles throughout Shas he feels that are based on Elu ve'Elu. Number one, Halacha Devar Meikol Be'Avel, Halacha Devar Meikol Be'Erev, those two. Kala Meikol Be'Aretz, Halacha Kabosu B'Chutz La'aretz, that's another principle from Maseches Kedushin. Whenever there's a machlokas in Eretz Yisrael about a certain mitzvah, and if that applies outside of Eretz Yisrael also, on a Rabbanan level, or even a Daraisa level, you'll be Meikol. Number three. Number four, something that we've had a few times. Kedayu Rebbe Ploni Lismoch Halav B'Shas Atchak. Right, what does that mean? Which we're going to have it in on Amud Beis. Yeah, it's okay, you know, like we pass it a certain way. Rama would say, oh, behefsid meruba. You know, it's okay, you can rely on the shita. Or if there's a tzorach gadol, you can rely on, what do you mean tzorach gadol? Do we pass it this way? Do we not pass it this way? You know, Hilchah Shabbos. Oh, if it's a hefsid meruba, if it's a shul, you can do it. If it's at your house, you can't do it. What's the difference? If you pass it, is it mutter, is it aser? No, the answer is no. Usually it's aser. But the other day, it's not a mutter, it's not a mistake. Elu ve'elu. So in certain situations, we can rely on the other shita. And five, the last one is that sometimes you find certain tanam and amorayim that hold a certain way, and they're machmer for another shita. They're machmer for the other shita. What do you mean they're machmer for the other shita? They pass it a different way. The answer is no. They agree that there's a certain chefsa shel Torah to the other shita. We discussed this a little bit, I think it was on a Shabbos or a Yantif. On Erev and Daf Yud Gimel with Beis on the bottom. So therefore, that's also based on Elu Ve'elu. It's interesting. Then he quotes the Tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes, it's in Aruch Chaim Dalet Samach Beis. Actually, it's a different Tshuva. We're going to get to Rav Moshe in a second. But he quotes the Tshuva of Rav Moshe where he quotes, Rav Moshe writes at Eved Ezer, Re'isi, I've seen some that are medactic to write the entire Ksuba with their, to write out the entire Ksuba. Not to get one bitfus from the, and just fill in the names. And Rav Moshe says, I don't know what they're doing. He says, by Gittin. He says, that's not Elu. There's no sheet out there that you should do that. When do you ever say that there's a Das Lahachmir? When there's another sheet out there, it's Elu Ve'elu. That's by Gittin. But to write your own ksuba, to have a ksuba l'shma, he says, there's no such thing. There's no sheet out there that says you need it. So he says, I don't understand. He says, I don't know what they're based on. Okay. There's one other ha'ara regarding this issue, and then we'll continue. Rav Shechter continues the next piece and says, what happens if you have a machlokes b'mitzius? So you would also say Halacha Devar Meikol Be'Avel, or Halacha Devar Meikol Be'Erev is a machlokas about the mitzius of something. So you would also say Halacha Devar Meikol Be'Avel. So says Rav Shechter, in that case, you know, he says you wouldn't say it. He says, for example, he says She'ein Minag Olam She'ein Misablin Al Tinok Shemis Toch Lamed Yom Rachmana Litzlan Benola Tocha Chodesh Hates. If a baby is born in the ninth month, and Rachman al the baby doesn't make it. And the minhag says Rav Shechter, the minhag olam is that you don't because the baby wasn't full term, it was only in the ninth month. So let's say there's no avelus. So says Rav Shechter, the Rama is tovis ladina that chush machish that bisman hazeh. Somebody, we had this in Maseches Nida, that a baby born during the ninth month, that's considered shalem. That's considered a full-term baby. So just because they die before 30 days, there should be avelus. Isaac is going to tell me that there are other shitas out there, but you see bisman hazeh, that the chush machish, that bitzius, this is wrong, but bitzius, the baby lives, and it is full-term in the middle of the ninth month. So there, you wouldn't say that there's halachat tibere makeup of avel, and you shouldn't hold avelus. No, there it's a machalachat bitzius. You see bitzius, this is a live, thriving baby, generally, so therefore, like he feels that you wouldn't stretch it so much, because that's not elu ba'elu. Elu means if there's a shita that has MS to it, that has a chefsa shal Torah. But here, if it's machlokas of Metzias, maybe you wouldn't say that. And he quotes other ideas related to this, which we will we'll stop here. If I have time at the end, maybe we'll come talk about it a little more. But that's an important principle, that elu ve'elu, debil kebchaim, is the basis for five halachas. According to that footnote, two of them are on our daf. Halacha kedibra meikol be'erev, halacha kedibra meikol ba'avel. Okay, we continue. Amar le Rava. So what did we just say? We just said that the halacha is like Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and the halacha is k'divrei Meikel ba'Avel. Amar le Rava. Rava makes the following statement to Abaye. Michti, Erevin derabanan, mali yachad b'chem yachad, mali yachad b'chem rabim. Asks Rava to Abaye. One second. Erevin is derabanan. So what difference does it make? Yachad b'chem yachad, yachad b'chem rabim. Of course you're going to be Meikel. And the assumption is that it's not like just by every machlokas by a didrabanan. It's that we have misoras by certain machlokas, who do we paskin like? And if you have a misora, that's it, it's finished. As we're going to have examples of that. If you have a misora. But, let's say you don't have a misora. You, meaning the Baalei Hamoraim. If they didn't have a misora, who to paskin like? So that's the whole discussion of this Gemara. Who should you paskin like if you don't have a misora? So says Rabbah to Abaya, don't you always go lakula by drabanans? Whether it's a yachin neged, a yachin, a yachin neged, a rabbim. So what's that? So again, what do you need the whole srichasa of the earlier Gemara? That's Rabbah's statement. And we're going to have now through two kashas by other Amorim to say, no, there are places where it's a drabanan and you're still machmir. Amalei Rabbah Labarava, ubi drabanan lo shari lam yachin bachim yachin, lachim rachim rabbim. What do you mean? I'll quote you a din drabanan where there is a chilek. So don't tell me there's no chilukim between yachin versus yachin, yachin versus rabbim. There is. V'hatsinan. The Mishnah says in the first parak of Nida, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Kol Isha Sha'avro Aleh Shalosh Onos, Daya Shaita. Rebbe Eliezer has a shita that the whole first parak of Nida, a lot of the Mishnahs there talk about, let's say a woman finds herself Tameya. She checks herself and she sees that she is she's bleeding. She's a Nida. She sees Tameh. The question is, this morning she was Osek in food. So the question is, was she already a Nida there? Are we going to be Metame food retroactively? Mida Araisa, there's no retroactively. Mida Araisa is Tame Mikan Lahaba. But Mida Rabbanan, do we go back in time and say, oh, whatever she touched yesterday, whatever she touched last week, different day is there. We generally paskin that it's by Ace La Ace. You go back 24 hours, you go back a certain amount of time, whatever the details are. But says Rebbe Elazar, Wazar as a Shita, what happens if a woman had three onos that passed by and she didn't see? An onos is about 30 days. Three cycles passed by, about 90 days passed by and she didn't see anything. And then she sees some dam. So says Rabbi Elazar, Daya Shaita. So then it's for sure you just go front. You just go Mikad Lahaba. You don't go backwards at all. Because after all, she achieved the status of what's called Misulekas Damim. If she went 90 days without seeing, even if she's not old and older, and she's not supposed to stop seeing, no matter what she is, even if she's 25 years old, still, if she doesn't see for 90 days, that's called Misulekas Damim. And therefore, Daya Shaita, if she would see after those 90 days, you would say only Tamim Mikad Lahaba. The Chachamim in the Mishnah there do not paskin this way. The Chachamim say no. The only time you say 90 days makes you a Misulekas Damim if you're already at the postmenopausal age. If you're already as a Kena, and then you have 90 days, then you get a Misulekas Damim. But a younger woman who's supposed to see, no, 90 days doesn't do it. And you would go backwards in time. Vitanya, Maisa Vasru Rebbe Kerbalazar. And we have a story that Rebbe went like Rebbe Elazar, that he was Makel, and he wasn't Metami things backwards. And the story continues, Li'acher Shenizkar, after Rebbe remembered something, after he remembered something, he said, Omer, Kedahi Rebbe Elazar, Lisbuch Olah B'Shas Atchach. He said, you know what? you know, I pass him like a Belazar, okay, could I rely on him, b'shas atchak, this is a shas atchak. What's the shas atchak? Rashi says maybe it was a famine, and they didn't want to be matami so much food, other pshatim given, either way, it was some type of shas atchak. So, my lachar shiniskar, what did it mean that Rebbe passed him like a Belazar, and after he remembered, he was sorry about it. So, ilay malachar shiniskar to inalach and krebel azar, if he remembered that there was a misora that we don't paskin like Rebbe Lazar at all, ela karabanan, but we paskin like the Rabbanan, the b'shas atchak he chavikabaseh. If we don't paskin like a shita at all, and you know, and you don't have a sort that you could even paskin like him a little bit, then how could he say, okay, you can rely on the other shita? What do you mean? Whatever, there's a machlokes, and you could go like the other way, but you have it, okay, shas hatchak. No, if you have a misori to go like one way, you have to be chozer the din. So Ella, no, it must be, says the Gemara, it must be there isn't, wasn't any Masorah, like either Shita, but La'achash and Iskar, and therefore there was no Masorah, so he passed in one way. But what does it mean after he remembered? He remembered that Rabim argue on him. That's why he felt bad. Li'achash and Iskar, Dolav Yochid Poligale, Ella Rabim Poligale, the Rabbanan, that's why he said, you know what? I'm sorry, but B'diavad, I'm not going to change the din. El Omar Kadai, Rabbanan, Lizbach Labashas Atchak. But what do you see from that story? Well, story is that because it was a rabbin, there would be a difference. Even though we're talking about an issue b'drabanan here. Because going backwards in time, being matami is an issue drabanan. But you still see from the Gemara that there would be a difference between a yachid and a rabbin, paskling against a yachid. So against Rav's statement from before that there would not be a difference. One case. Gemara gives another example now. Amr Mishashi L'Rava V'Amri La Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava. Again, the same question. There is no difference between them. V'Hatanya, we have the following brisa. Shmua Karova No Heges Shiva Ushloshim No Heges Shiva Ushloshim Rechoka No Heges Elo Yom Echad. What happens the days before telephones and communication? Somebody finds out, Rechman al-Islam, that a relative died. Shmua Krova. You find out pretty soon after it took place, which we'll get to what Krova means. But if it's pretty soon, so then right when you hear, you start sitting Shiva and you start and you have Shloshim. That's by Shmua Krova. Shmua Rechoka. But what if it's very far after the time that it occurred, that the Nifter, that the person died? You only have one day of Avelus. The Ezuhi Krova, the Ezuhi Rechoka. What is Karov and what is Rechok? What's the definition? B'toch Shloshim Krova. Li'achar Shloshim Rechoka. Dibri B'kiva. B'kiva says it goes by 30 days. Within 30 days of the Petira, that's called a Krova. That's called close, recent. And more than 30 days is Rechok. V'chachamim Omrim. Achashmua Krova. V'achashmua Rechoka. No Heges Shiva Ushloshim. The Chachamim are Machmir. That even by a Shmua Rechoka, still, there is Shiva and Shloshim. The Yama Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amr Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Matam Makom Shat Motze Yachid Mako for Rabbi Machmir, Malachi Debir Machmir Mamrubim. Usually, if you find a Yachid who is Mako and Rabbi who are Machmir, you go like the Machmirim, except for this case. Chutz Mizu, Sha'afapi, Shrebi Akiva Mako, Vacham Machmirim, Halak Debir Mako, Halak Debir Makiva. Because in this case, even though Rabbi Akiva is Mako, we're going to pass him like him. Why? The Savala Kashmuel, Damar Shmuel, Halacha Kedibri Hamako Ba'avel. Well, we mentioned before, because the Halacha is always like the Debir Hamako Ba'avel. So says the Gemara, which we'll talk about that principle in a second, but what is the Gemara say? What's the Gemara's B'dayik? Only here you're Mekel, because you have a specific reason. B'Avelus U'Da'akilu B'Rabbanan. Only here by Avelus, because of this principle, are you Mekel, even though it's a Yachid B'Makam Rabin. Avol Ba'alma, but generally, without this principle, and if you're talking about a D'Rabbanan and a Yachid B'Makam Rabin, then you go like the Rabin. Afilu B'D'Rabbanan, Shani Ben Yachid B'Makam Yachid Ben Yachid B'Makam Rabin. Okay, so that is two sugyas where we prove that even by a Durabanan, you follow the Rabim against the Yachid. Important Tosas on the bottom. Tosas on the bottom points out that this is, again, even if you hold, there is some type of Avelus that's the Oraisa. You're still going to say, Allah never make up a Avel. There's really three Shitas in the Rishonim about Avelus. But Avelus, we say Shiva. So what are the Shitas in the Rishonim? Is that the Oraisa or the Durabanan? Filling in the Rush in Maseches Brachos and Beis Tezvav, he quotes all three Shitas. There's one Shita that says that all Avelus is Daraisa. All Shiva, what we call Shiva, 7 days. It's a Din Daraisa. I've got nafkaminas about whether it's Daraisa or Rabbanan. All 7 days. After all, if you look in the Parshas Vayechi, it says, Vayas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yamim. The children of Yaakov Avinu sat Shiva for 7 days. Right, look in the Torah. Torah is Daraisa. So that's where there's one minority Shita. Minority Shita holds that Avelus Kol Shivas Yamim is Daraisa. The two more popular Shitas, yeah?
My question is not, Maybe you can ask if somebody paskins more lenient than some more stringently, you go, what you choose. Okay. But the question is why majority opinion paskins more stringently than a leading matter.
Right. If the majority, you usually always go by the majority. That's generally the rule. But that's but again, there are certain. If it's a rabbinic decree, sometimes you might think, because if you again, this is all when you don't have a mesora, you don't have another transmission, what the halacha should be. That's the whole context of our Gemara. If you have, sometimes there are mesoras, the pasuk like one yachid or like another individual. But if you don't have any choice, do you say that the rabbim wins? So the maskana of the Gemara is that the majority is going to win no matter what, whether it's stringent or whether it's lenient. The majority is going to win unless you have another reason, like halacha the remeko ba'avel or ba'erif.
Why would majority
pass
more?
Why would they buy them? Because they're the majority. If it's a rabbinic decree, the chachamim, if they view a certain halacha, because they halacha different makel ba'avel is only, let's say, post facto. Once you have an argument, what do we do? But they were in the argument. They don't have to go lakula. They go however they see. They interpret the law. Or they interpret the law, that's what they're going to pass. Anyway, so the three shitas. Number one shita is the 7 days d'oraisa. That's the minority shita. The two more popular shitas are yom rishon d'oraisa. That's the Rambam and the Rif and Gaon and many others, that the first day of Avelis is Daraisa, only if, they have another clause, only if the Kfura and the Misa took place on the same day. Meaning if somebody dies on a Thursday night and the Kfura is Friday morning, that's the same day, that day is Daraisa. But let's say sometimes it's a day apart. So let's say Wednesday the person died, Thursday's the burial, even those Shittas would agree the first day is Darabanan. Avelis, Yom Rishon is Daraisa, only if, they're the same day. Again, nafkamin is regarding putting on tefillin after you come home from the cemetery, right? You put on tefillin. So again, if you say avelos daraisa when you're in avelos yom risha, we might not put on tefillin. So again, there's serious issues about this machlokas. And the other sheet is bali tosfos all over the place. Bali tosfos say that all avelos is drabanan. All avelos is drabanan. They're not even the first day. Even the first day is not daraisa. Those are the three shitas. Again, nafkamin is regarding Yontif Sheni Shalgalias. Let's say somebody dies on before Yontif, does Yontif Sheni count like a day of Avelis? Right? Yontif Sheni is Drabanan. So is it Doraisa beating out a Drabanan? So again, a lot of nafkaminas. Okay, so those are the three shitas. The quote again in the Rosh, if you want to look at it. Again, that's where we mentioned this a little bit. When we discussed, I think it was Kuflam and Gimel and Shabbos about Nitna Torah and Eschatcha Halacha. Because that's where the Rambam quotes it, even though it says in the Torah that the B'nai Yaakov Avidu, the first Rambam Hilchos Avel. Even though it says in the Torah they sat here for 7 days, no, what it says in the Torah doesn't always teach us what we're going to do. Paskin halacha lemaisa, nitna Torah, v'dischasha halach. Okay, there are a couple of interesting rayas that the Rush brings, but first we'll continue, and then if there's time, as we always say, we'll try to come back. Okay, turning the page, mem vav mabes. Rav Papa Amar, the Bach takes out the vav. Rav Papa Amar. Itzrich. What's Itzrich? We're going back to what we had early on Omer Aleph on top. Why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to say both statements? Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that were mako by Chefsei Hefker. Halacha is Kedibri Mako be'eruv. Why do you have to say both statements? So we had one answer, one Srichas on Amal Aleph. So now we have two other options. If I would have only had Halacha Kedibri Mako be'eruv, I would have thought that only applies to Eruv Echatzeros. That's what you're making. Avol be'eruv tchumin emalo tzricha. But I wouldn't have said that by eruv tchumin tzricha. That's why I need the both statements, even by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which is the context of eruv tchumin. Why would I think they were different? So the Ritva's lashon here is because eruv chaterus is eruv rishus ba'alma. Eruv is ba'alma. So what does that mean? So I thought we had a similar lashon. If you look back on Laman Aleph and Mabez, Rashi there had a lashon where the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about Eruv Chatzeros versus Eruv Tchumen. Rashi says Eruv Chatzeros, the Eruv Rishusaihu Ba'almahu versus Eruv Tchumen, which is Aknuye Shvisahu. To be Kona Shvisa, that's something more serious. That just Eruv Chatzeros, you're making people into Shudfas. Right? You're making people able to carry. That's somewhat less. You're doing something less than Eruv Tchumen. Again, this is what we had in the Mishnah in Shabbos Lama Dalet, where talk about what are you allowed to do Bein HaShmashas, Erev Shabbos. And we had a limit that it's only Eruv Chatzeros and not Eruv Tchumen, because Eruv Tchumen is something more serious. So there's more of an issue of doing that Bein HaShmashas. Tosfos there in Shabbos says, maybe Eruv Tchumen is based on a Pasuk. So then maybe that's why it's a little stronger. Even if you would say both are Drabanan, maybe it's based on a Pasuk, so that's why it would be a little stronger. But either way, that would be the Havamina, Kamash Malana, Lachak Deber Meko Be'eriv, by both types of Eiris. And how do you know that there would, what's the Havamina to be Machalik between them? Do you have any other place where there's a difference? Titzna, because the Mishnah says later on, Amr Yehuda, Bamed Ramurim, the concept of the Mishnah is, can you make an Eiriv without somebody's knowledge? Let's say, you know, I want to do him a favor. So is it a favor if you're going to make an Eiriv for somebody? So when do you say that you could do it for somebody, the Eiriv Eitzchumen? Only by Eiriv Eitzchumen, I'm sorry, Eitzchumen, you can't do it for somebody. Cannot. But Eiriv Chatzeros, no problem, you can do it even without the person's knowledge. Why? Because Shezachin La'adam, Shalom B'fanav, Ve'in Chavin La'adam El B'fanav. By Eiriv Chatzeros, there's no downside. What are you doing? You're basically allowing that to carry in this chaser. That's a zchus, zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav. Basha einkein, right? You could be zochin him on behalf of them. But by Erev Tchumin, you think that you're helping them out? But what do we say by Erev Tchumin? If you give them 2,000 amos in one direction, then they lose those 2,000 amos on the other side. So who says you can do that? You're being mechayev him, right? It's not 100% good. So therefore, ein chavin l'adam ela b'fanav. Tosus here points out, and Tosus v'ein, so how does this prove that it's a chumra and a kula? So it's different. So there's a chov side to Erev Tchumin. How does that show that it's a chumra? How does that prove anything? The difference is that it's ein chavin l'adam. That's not b'mahus, it's more chamor. The Sesso says no, it still is more chamor. Because by Erev Tchumen, let's say you know that the guy's Rebbe is coming from the east. Right, Alex asked me yesterday, we're having Scholar in Residence in 2 weeks. Right, so you know if he's somebody's coming from the east, you know, so can you make an Erev Tchumen, you know, in that direction? I know our Scholar is coming from the east. So, but it, let's say you know your Rebbe's coming. So said by Erev Tchumen, you still can't do it. You still can't do it because it's a chomor, it's a strong chov. Mashiach by Erev Chatzeros, that's also a little chov. Why? You're taking a piece of his challah he's not going to be able to use. You're designated a piece of his challah, so it's also, but there it's okay. There it's okay, you can assume that he's going to want it. So therefore, it's not purely based on schus and chov. Each one might have a lot of schus and a little chov, and still there'll be a difference between Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeros. That's a second answer to the Itzrich on Amar Alf. Rav Ashi Amar, a third answer. Itzrich, a third approach. Why do you need both statements? I would have thought, had you only had this statement of halachic debre mikol be'eriv, hanimili b'shiyurei eriv. I would have thought that was only regarding halachas that apply about what happens with the eriv when it's left over on Shabbos. How much of the eriv has to be left over in order for it still to be a good eriv? Like, what if half of it gets eaten or something like that? So it would give me mekel regarding that shear. But regarding setting up the Erev in the first place and being Kodesh Shvisa, maybe you wouldn't apply the halacha. That's why we have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because that's an example of a Tchilas Erev. How do I know there's a difference again between the beginning and the end? Ditznan, because Rabbi Yossi says it beferish. When do you say that you have to have a lot of the Erev there? Only betchilas Erev. But regarding shiur Erev, afilu a kol shu that's left over, it's okay. Below amru la Arev chatzeros ela kadesh shalol l'shakeach toras Erev minatinokos. Very unusual, difficult to translate line. You don't say Erev chatzeros. You only say Erev chatzeros so that the tinokos don't forget Erev. What does that say? What do you mean? Okay, Erev Chatzeros accomplishes something. So what do you mean? You only have Erev Chatzeros. So let's get to Erev Natidokos. Rashi here says, Tosas points out, this is not like what Rashi says other places, but Rashi says, Sholosh Kashkev Torah's Erev Midoros Habotin, Aval Iker Erev Tchumen Hu. The Iker is Erev Tchumen. Not Erev Chatzeros is like a bidia. It's like, it's just there to get you to remember Erev Tchumen. Ask the Marshan Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? Erev Chatzeros, you do Erev Chatzeros, so you remember Erev Tchumen? It's two different things. Erev Tchumen is to give you a longer reshus. Erev Chatzeros is to help you carry, to make a shituf. Number one, they have nothing to do with each other. And number two, how is it going to work? If I do Erev Chatzeros, it's going to help me remember Erev Tchumen? No, says the Marshal, Shana Rashi must be as follows. That no, they have nothing to do with each other. But it's just that, why do you require a shear by Erev Tchumen? A minimum requirement so that you realize there's a minimum requirement by Erev Tchumen. So it's all regarding shear. You're right. In itself, really, they're different. But you know there's a shear by one, so at least if there's a shear by one, so then maybe that'll help you remind you that there's a shear by the other one. It's not a kol shu. That's what Rashi means. Yeah. Does the Gemara say that you should not do Erevin because you're going to forget the Malach Votzah? Remember we had that Shuv of the Chassam Sofer a couple weeks ago, where he was very strong about putting up Erevin, so you're not Machshel people. So again, I don't know, we didn't have it yet, but does the Gemara ever say that you shouldn't make Erevs Yeah, we don't look for problems. You know, you don't say.
The concern that the children are not going to.
Right, they're concerned that Erev Chatzer is. No, I don't know if it's in the Gemara. Maybe. I mean, but they're concerned that you're going to forget the concept of Erev Tchumen. And they're going to forget the concept of, or maybe they'll just carry, rather carry outside the tchum. But maybe, I mean, that's more of outside, so maybe that's more of a chash. But it's an interesting connection. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zika, Amru. So once we've had certain rules and regulations about psak, we have a couple more. Amru, halacha k'rabbi Akiva mechaveiro. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva whenever he argues on an individual. U'krab Yosi mechaveiro. And halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, even when he argues like a bunch of chaveiro, meaning like a rabbin. U'krabbi mechaveiro. And the halacha is like Rebbe from his friend. An individual. So we have these rules. So how far can we take these rules that you pass them like these people? So three opinions. Rabbi Amar Halacha, Rabbi Chiba Amar Matin, Rabbi Yosef Rechanin Amar Nirin. So Machlokas Rashi tells us what these means. We'll just do Rashi. Rabbi Amar Halacha. What does it mean? Yes, go all the way. If there's no Mesorah who to pass them like, use these rules to say, this is the Halacha. That's Halacha. Rabbi Chiba Amar Baraba Amar Matin. Matin means you bend. What does that mean? I mean, you'll tell your private student that you could follow this, but don't pass in that way in the Rabbin. Don't give this psak to everybody. Don't put this on the internet. Right? They privately, you know, you could tell somebody. But that's Matin. Rabbi Yosef Rechanin Amar Nirin. Rabbi Yosef Rechanin said, no, you shouldn't even pass in this way. It's just that if you did pass in this way, but the Eved, you don't have to be machshir the din. Three levels, how far you could go regarding these rules. Kolashon Azeh Amar Baridi Amar Biokonon. Kolashon Hazeh, Rashi says, this same three-way machlokas applies to the following rules as well. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Remeir Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever the machlokas is Remeir Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember, why don't we pass like Remeir? Remember all the way back. On Erev and Yud Gimel on the Beis, we had the Remeir was so charif and so smart and nobody could keep up with his svaris, so that's why we never pass on like Rabbi Meir. Remeir Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halach Rabbi Yossi, Vein Sarach Lomer, Remeir Rabbi Yossi, Halach Rabbi Yossi. So when you have Remeir Rabbi Yehuda wins. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi wins. So surely, says the Gemara, Remeir and Rabbi Yossi wins. Because Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Meir. So surely, A is going to beat C. So Hashem, Halach Rabbi Yehuda lessa. If Rabbi Meir is nothing, but Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yossi, me boy. So surely, you would say that. Amar Avasi, Afani lo made also the following. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Halach Rabbi Yossi. Also, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Shimon. How do I know that? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Shimon. So again, the same svara. Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Shimon too. Hashem, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Lesa, Halach Rabbi Yossi, Mibai. So fine, those are the rules. So now the Gemara says, what about the two who always lose? Ibailu, Ramei, Rabbi Shimon, Mai. What if you have the two, Remeir and Rav Shimon, who are both beaten by Rav Yehuda? Who's beaten by Rav Yossi? What about those two? Who do you pass? Like Teku. So, Tishbi Yataris. Again, that doesn't sound like it's based on a Svara, but again, why does Rav Yossi always win? Because we've had before Nimuko Imo. Rav Yossi always, his Svaras make sense, and his Svaras are very strong. So that's why we always pass like Rav Yossi. Says the Gemara, Amar, Misharshi, Lesser Lahani Klali. Misharshi says, I don't like any of these rules. Look at every case, figure out who we paskin like, don't make any general rules and regulations who to paskin like. Minole, Lurav Misharshi, ha. How does Rav Misharshi know that you don't go like any of these rules? Mehaditznan, so we have a couple of suggestions. Today we'll do the first one. Mehaditznan, maybe from our Mishnah. That we had Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon gave an example on yesterday's Amud, where you have the case where you have people's tchum who overlap. He says, I'll give you a mushel, how to understand it. Rav Shimon Olamad Avadom, Milgam Chazir Zapsucha Zulazu, you have 3 yards that are open to each other. Upasuchas or Shisarabim, and they're also open to the street. If you, the two outer ones make an Eruv with the middle one, that he mutarasimahen, vehin mutarasima, then the two outer ones are mutter with the inner one, respectively. But the outer ones are not mutter, right? Because they didn't make an Eruv with each other. Yamar Rav Chama bar Gurdi Amar Rav Halacha Rav Shimon, and they Rav Chama says the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Uman Palagale Rav Yehuda. And who is the one that would argue on this? Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Because earlier in the Mishnah we had Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi has two deos here. Whether we're guessing it's Rabbi Yehuda, or we know for sure it's Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So says Rabbi Misharshi, we'll pass him like Rabbi Shimon here, and he's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. So, Elo Lav Shema, Mina Lesson Hu. So it must be that we don't, these rules don't apply. Gemara says, that's no Raya, my Kushya. Dilma, Heichad Itmar, Itmar, Heichad Zlo, Berlo Itmar. No. Maybe all these principles apply like I said before. It only applies when you don't have a Misora who to paskin like. But it could be here. There's a Mesorah to pass in like Rav Shimon. So there's no right that these rules don't apply. So Ella, the Gemara, is going to give a second possibility where Misharshi gets it from. Okay, we'll stop here. And today's shiur was Lezecher. Lezecher Nishmas Chaim Ben Tzvi. and Yosef ben Yitzchak Nechemya. Remember, Thursday's daf is going to be an hour later. Thursday's daf is 7:10, Thanksgiving. Thursday's daf.
In our world, we always pass on a question.